Minnesota News Network, I'm Sean Maloney. Thousands of nurses across Minnesota are one step closer to walking off the job. Members of the Minnesota Nurses Association voted to authorize a strike at 13 hospitals in the Twin Cities and Duluth. The union must now give a 10-day notice before any strike begins. MNA leaders say this isn't just a staffing issue, it's a staffing crisis. A record 72 million Americans will be leaving home for the July 4th holiday week. The key to avoiding traffic will be picking the best time to leave the house. Brenna Knapp from AAA says the worst time will be
heavy road congestion. The top travel day is going to be that Wednesday, July 2nd. We anticipate folks taking off that Thursday, and then most folks get that Friday off, so they're making a long weekend of it. So you're going to see a lot of traffic on the roads on Wednesday, July 2nd.
Knapp says the Sunday following the holiday will also be packed with drivers, as most people pick the same day to return home. Pro-life Minnesotans are celebrating the third anniversary of the U.S. Supreme Court decision today that overturned the landmark Roe v. Wade abortion ruling. Kathy Blazer is co-executive director of Minnesota Citizens Concerned for Life.
It was a wonderful, wonderful decision to have the Constitution of the United States brought back to its fullness and have states' rights to once again step forward and have own laws. And we look forward to the day in Minnesota where women and unborn children are protected.
Blazer says laws in Minnesota didn't change because we have abortion rights in our state constitution. The Minnesota Department of Labor and Industry has awarded $1.5 million to high schools across the state to implement or expand their youth skills training programs. Program manager Joe Daggett.
Really what the program is all about is helping to build partnerships between local industry employers and local school districts that are mutually beneficial. So we operate in five industry areas: advanced manufacturing, agriculture, automotive, healthcare, and IT.
17 school districts in total across Minnesota will split up the funding. This is MNN. The Minnesota BCA is investigating the death of an inmate at the St. Louis County Jail in Duluth. Around 9:35 this morning, officials responded to a 911 call reporting an unresponsive inmate in their cell. Despite immediate life-saving aid by jail staff and reinforced by first responders, the man was pronounced dead. His cause of death is unknown and his identity is pending notification of next of kin. Visit Mankato is excited that the city has been tabbed to host this year's Minnesota Senior Games. Director of Strategic Initiatives Joy Leafblad says Mankato offers plenty of things for competitors to do when they're not participating. More information on the games can be found at mnseniorgames.com. And a Blue Earth County man is in custody after allegedly throwing a knife at a Rochester police officer. 20-year-old Kyle Walding faces multiple charges, including second-degree assault with a dangerous weapon. Authorities say he fled from an apartment on Monday, then returned armed with a knife and threw it at an officer before running off again. Walding was arrested nearby a short time later. This is MNN.